The basil plants, now 3 feet tall and about 2 feet across, resemble small bushes. They sway in gentle breezes, but they appear animated as they bounce under the weight of visiting insects, including numerous large butterflies and heavy-bodied bumblebees that cause each basil flower stalk to droop before springing back upright after the insect has sipped its nectar. From a short distance, it's a gentle-looking scene, but up close, it's a thunderdome of drama orchestrated by an emerald-colored predator called the green lynx spider. Lynx spiders are ambush hunters that perch in a place that will attract insects for the spider to grab and eat, an effort the spider conducts using its spindly legs to grapple prey that it finally subdues with hook-like hollow fangs. While deceptively camouflaged to blend with their hideout, it's often easy to spot a crouching lynx. Just look for a lifeless insect hanging head down with the tip of its abdomen gripped in the jaws of a spider. Fully grown, an adult female lynx spider's body is smaller and weighs less than half a peanut. Yet this seemingly insatiable spider is able to subdue and kill bees and butterflies several times her own weight and size. For several days now, I've kept tabs on one female lynx that has taken position in a trio of basil flower stalks she delicately wrapped with silk. In one day, her diet included a skipper butterfly, a yellow jacket, a small bumblebee, and a late-afternoon swallowtail butterfly. I assumed the animal had to be sated on such a menu, but was proved wrong soon after sunset when I saw her poised and ready in darkness to grab one of the many dull gray moths drawn to the nighttime basil. While observing the activity amidst our late summer basil, I can't help but draw comparisons to the life and drama of an African savanna, so often featured in nature shows. It's a comparison of scale, with bees and butterflies in place of wildebeest and antelope, and lynx spiders instead of lions and leopards. On the ground beneath each spider are numerous ants busily dismembering and carting off pieces of insects that the spider unceremoniously dropped after consuming its fill. Ants cleaning up carrion left by a spider, much like jackals and hyenas do after a lion has had its fill. Watching the life and drama in a flowering plant offers a lesson in perspective. Lions and antelope are important players in the game of their environment, but these big animals are ecologically no more important than spiders and their insect prey. So if scale is not an issue, few places in nature offer as much predator-prey drama to observe as a clump of late summer basil in a backyard garden.